a song called Caminante, and an artist whom we're going to talk to. His name is Jaime Rodriguez Garza, and he joins us. And Jaime, hello.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm very well. You know, I just came in from, I'll tell the story. I came in from, I won't identify the place, Micro Center, and it was really kind of a wreck for me, and I got in my garage, and I put up your music, and it was so nice. It was such a break. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Do you, so the group, as it were, is called Dos Santos, which I think is two saints in Spanish. Are there more of you, or multiple personalities, or what about that?
Yeah, well, yes, the name is Dos Santos. We're actually five musicians in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Been together for about 6 years, performing all over the U.S., and have traveled to Mexico also to perform. And, yeah, so, you know, we've been around a while in Chicago and playing all types of Latin music and fusions and experimental stuff.
As we talk today, is Cinco de Mayo, and I believe that you all were supposed to have a something called Mole de Mayo, yeah, but that's been postponed, yes?
Yes, so Mole de Mayo is a festival that an organization I work with in Pilsen in Chicago. We put it together, and my band performs Dos Santos, and we also have over 50 performers from all over the U.S. and Latin America, and it had to be postponed because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to save it, salvage as much as we could, by having a virtual Mole de Mayo. People can log on moledemayo.org.
All right, well, tell me about that. Hang on, I'm gonna write that down. It's moledemayo.org, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're doing a virtual Mole de Mayo festival, which is a culinary festival with live entertainment. But this time we're doing a virtual. Since the pandemic is happening all over the world, but we're still going to have some live performances via live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
through our Facebook page, through our YouTube page, through our Twitter and our Instagram.
You said culinary. There's food.
Yes.
Are you cooking, Jaime? If you can get if you can do a virtual meal for me, that would be a miracle.
Actually, I'm personally not cooking, but a few restaurants from our neighborhood in Pilsen will be cooking this specialty Mexican dish, mole,
mm-hmm.
and will be available for pickup and delivery.
We have someone that works on the program. We won't out him, but our engineer is a mole guy. So maybe maybe we can make that happen. So,
yeah.
You know, you mentioned at the top, you've been doing this for a while. You have, what did you say, there are five people in Dos Santos, yes?
Yeah, so Dos Santos has been around for a while. We've released three records and a few singles on vinyl, and we're currently finishing up and touching up our latest record that is probably due at the end of the year.
Did you say singles on vinyl?
Yes, we.
Yeah. Is that right? Really? I shouldn't be surprised, but go ahead. You're bringing it back. I actually have a couple of turntables here, but not everyone does. No.
Not everyone does, but really, like, music lovers do.
Yeah.
Really deep music lovers love vinyl. And the last record that we released, Logos, in 2018, it was actually 2018, it was released under a record label, International Anthem.
Yeah.
So through International Anthem, we released its record, Logos, which got a lot of very good press, and we actually released it digitally and LP on vinyl. So out of that record, we released two singles, which one was Logos, and the second single we released for that album, for Logos' album, is Manos Ajenas.
Which we're going to hear that. We're going to hear that in a moment or two. Your music's wonderful. It's so good. We're talking to Jaime Rodriguez Garza from Dos Santos. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, everybody's locked down in this moment of the pandemic. Do you normally do a lot of touring? I would imagine you folks are out a lot under normal circumstances.
Yes. We had a few tours get canceled, maybe about 16 to 18 shows.
Wow.
In the span of 3 months.
Yeah.
So stuff did get canceled. I mean, we're still working. We're working on the new record, doing the mixes and being in touch as a band, making sure, you know, we're healthy and that our families are healthy, and more than just musicians that play together, we're like a family. We care about each other, so we check up on each other often, send each other like music, new stuff that we're listening to. So that's kind of a process that's happening now, just because we can't physically get together and rehearse.
You were not in the same room at all. The five of you were in different spots.
We haven't been
right
together since our last tour in LA in February.
So late
January, early February, we were in Los Angeles playing a few shows, finished some recordings, and then we traveled back, and that's when the country shut down.
And that was it. How do you exchange stuff? You send video files to each other, or audio files?
We send links, YouTube videos, Spotify playlists,
mm-hmm.
And also on the new album that we're recording, those we're recording with a great musician, Elliot Bergman from LA.
Yeah.
So he sent us the almost the final mix of the new record, so we're listening very carefully to that, adjusting a few things, and really excited about the new stuff that will come out hopefully at the end of the year or early next year.
Jaime, let's the name. Does the new album have a name? You want to break it here?
Not yet.
No. Yeah, should we take phone calls? We could have a prize. Name the album. No. You have a car? I give away your car. If you name the new album, you get Jaime's car. We played Caminante at the beginning. What's Caminante mean in English?
Caminante means the walking person.
A walker, yeah, okay, a walker,
yeah.
So, we played that, and you could hear different instruments coming in. I wanted to ask you because you have different not only music, not only musical styles that happen, but different instruments. In the middle of it, there was a horn lick that kind of reminded me of Procol Harum's Conquistador, you know that record, but it was kind of in the remember that, It was very definite there. So yeah, talk about that. You have different instruments happening in your world here.
Yeah. So we're originally a five piece, two guitars, organ, bass, drums, and congas. But in some songs on the Logos record, we invited some friends to make arrangements and to perform. Trumpet, sax, so Nick, people from the International Anthem, from the record label, super awesome musicians, Nick Mazzarelli, he arranged most of the horn section, so he put a lot of stuff together, complementing what we already had as a five-piece band. So those are just the kind of the extra things that we're able to do in a studio. And then lately, we're usually a five-piece band, but lately we've been traveling with a small horn section,
mm-hmm.
Led by Nick. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very powerful, passionate music. Once it's a full band.
I agree. That's a good word. Hey, hang on, Kenny. Jaime Rodriguez Garza from Dos Santos. Let's take a real quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about music in the time of the pandemic here.
What does it mean to be an essential employee? It means that even in a time of crisis, they keep America alive. From providing food to our table, to moving vital supplies, to keeping communities safe, they all come together to fight this invisible enemy. And so, we say thank you to all essential workers.
Yeah, and we do as well. Thank you thanks for working. If you're working, we're trying to get through this together here. Speaking of getting through together, you know, there's sort of nothing more important than art and culture and life going on in times of stress. And as we go through this very odd time here with the pandemic, people making music and making art and communicating, that's really what it's all about. Jaime Rodriguez Garza is on the phone here from Dos Santos. Jaime, you know, I've been a disc jockey, or I was a disc jockey a long time before I was whatever I'm doing now. I never know what to ask bands. What's the stupidest question you've ever been asked in your musical career? Or pick
oh wow, there's a lot of very dumb questions that people can make, and I don't think it's dumb. It's just I think one of the most common question is why the name of the band,
yeah,
Dos Santos,
with two saints,
you know, and it's really, we don't have an answer for that.
Yeah.
We just picked the name and we went roll with it. And we think the music speaks for itself. And when you start listening to our music, you'll see the different layers that are on top of layers on top of layers. And also the deep roots, the Mexican and Puerto Rican roots of the music that we're performing and that we're improvising over and that we're recreating. That's when you kind of, connect with the band, yeah, and you start making these questions like, wow, why is this happening? Or, you know, what did you guys go through to reach this level of experimentalism,
right,
and of deep rootness of rhythms and of songs and of lyrics and music.
Layered is really a good word. I came in and sat in my garage and just had a moment and cracked it up, you know. And I was in the middle of your moment. Really nice stuff. Hey, and you know, I may, you know, that the Beatles, speaking of bands, I was talking to somebody about the Beatles today. Largely, we're a studio band. They quit performing early on and did all their good stuff in studio land. So it's not unheard of to get great product without being in the, you know, without being on stage and touring, right?
Yeah.
Harder, but.
Yeah, there is something magical though of performing and being in front or next to people. And kind of have that vibe, that kind of connectiveness,
right,
in live performance that you can't get in a studio setting. You know, we still work around it, and usually the writing process is done privately. You know, everyone in their home, like just improvising over some chords, and then you kind of come up with a song, and it's a very intimate, very personal part of making music. But it really completes a circle when you bring it to the band and the whole band connects with it, and then you bring it to an audience, and then now the band and the audience is all connected to that one personal, intimate musical idea that came came about.
I'm hoping that we can figure out a way to get some virtual applause. And I'm not kidding. I mean, you need a no, seriously. I mean, we were talking. I do some stand-up comedy, not very well, but and that's not. You actually need people to be there. You know, you need something to some reaction. But I was thinking, you talked about the MoledeMayo.org and some of the things that you're going to do online. We'll figure it out. You know, so listen. Let's. You mentioned you mentioned your new album, which doesn't have a name yet, but it will. But Manos Ajenas is currently available. I'm going to play it right now, okay?
Sure.
And you and I will talk again soon, I hope.
Oh, yes, for sure. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm going to we'll do something virtual, and we will meet in life.
Yes, we will.
Uh-huh. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Jaime Rodriguez Garza of Dos Santos, and here's a track that I like. I hope you do too. It's called Manos Ajenas.